kind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on us, knowing that who you are. You are the beginning and the end, the first and the last. We honor you this morning, Lord. Look on your people this morning. Give them a word. Feed their very soul in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Help me to decrease while you increase in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done today. Oh, in the name of Jesus. We love you this morning, Lord. Yes, we do. We love you. We love you. We love you. Lord, you help us. Help us right now. Help us to worship you in the beauty of holiness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thy will be done. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Let the church say, amen. You may be seated right now. Give an honor to our pastor. I'm so glad to see him. I was praying for you. So glad to see him cross the finish line. He wasn't the last one. I don't know whether he was the first one, but I know he wasn't the last one because I saw all of them in the back. Hey, they were trying to make it, and he was over the finish line. Isn't it a beautiful thing to cross the finish line? Hey, it says in the Bible, it says, don't ever give up. The race is not given to the swift nor the strong. But what? The one that endures to the end. So glad that he made it. Because I thought I had to come out there and get him, pick him up off the off the ground. But he made it. God bless him. He's a good example of a pastor naturally and spiritually. Amen? Amen. Amen. I won't be before you very long. I messed up already. I won't be before you. Yeah, give me the mirror. I want to. Lord have mercy. I want to talk to you in the subject of divine mirror. The divine mirror. Anybody know what the divine mirror is? Or what it consists of? Don't everybody raise their hand at the same time. Well, I will tell you this morning. And I won't be before you very long. I'm so glad to see my cousins over there. The two amigos. They're glad to see me get up and glad to see me sit down. No, they be happy. Out of all the preachers, he said, when we hear Reverend Radcliffe is preaching, he's up and down. Jesus wept. Did he wept? Amen. Let the church say amen. I want to talk about the divine mirror. Turn to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and the 12th verse. And James 1:22. Through and including the 25th verse. Amen. Can we just stand back up again? I'm sorry. Should have did that. In honoring God's word. Amen. That's 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, the love chapter. And the 12th verse. And James 1:22-25. Amen. Say amen if you have it. Now I'm going to read it out of the Life Application Study Bible. Okay. So the wording might be a little bit different, but it's the same as God's word. Amen. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall fully even as I am fully known. Amen. And now we're going at James 1, 22 through 25. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it say. Anyone who listens to the word but does not what it says is like a man who look at his face in the mirror, and after he look at himself goes away immediately and forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks in intentively into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed. He will be blessed in what he does. So what are we talking about today? Being a doer of God's word. You may be seated. So now we've come to the conclusion that this is the divine mirror. We know what the mirror does. We know what God's word does. It cuts. Don't it? It cuts. But what I'm going to go over today is, let's really go through the natural to the spirit. This is a natural mirror. Excuse the tape. But Elder Ford, look in that mirror and tell me who face you see in there. Hold it up to your face. What do you see? Me. He sees me, which is himself. He sees himself in the mirror. So when you look in the mirror at home, what do you see? The first thing you see in the morning. You see the reflection of yourself. You see yourself. And let's say you see yourself and you see your hair all messed up, which I think that's what they wear, the men anyway, their hair all messed up. I don't know. Back in the day with me, it was a do, so I don't know. But you see your hair. You see what flaws would happen the night before when, you know, you see your face. You know, you wash your face and all, but you use the mirror. Here come a lady now. She's looking in the mirror, and she has certain things. I got this from my wife because I don't know all the things you ladies do. You do the makeup. You need the mirror, right? You do the mascara. You do the whatever you got to do. Eyelids. Be careful with them eyelids, ladies. Eyebrows. Yeah, eyebrows. Put on your eyelids. Be careful with that. Be careful. But this is all in the mirror. You're still in the mirror. So that's why in most homes they have more than one mirror. Amen. So anyway, and then you fix yourself up for what? The world. Right? Go to school, go to work. Whatever you're going to do that day, you done fix yourself up. Man, you do it too. Yes, you do. You've never woke up and just go straight out the door. So you look in the mirror, and then I had a mirror at home. I had it all fixed up and pretty and left it. So I have someone gave me a mirror here, so God bless them. So a mirror naturally. Now the Bible is a mirror. Now how's the Bible a mirror? Wait a minute. This is God's word. What do I see in here? If you really look in the Bible, you'll see yourself in the mirror. Huh? You'll find the mirror is reflecting back to you your flaws. Huh? Things you need to fix. Comb your hair in the Bible. But it'll tell you what you got to do. Amen? The Bible is a divine mirror. We might say in most natural things, in the world for us to do is look in the Bible, right? We look in the Bible. We have the Bible open now. We're looking in the Bible now, right? And just like looking in the mirror at home is the most common thing to do. But the Bible is one universal book. Because you know what I like about it? It don't matter who you are. It doesn't matter whether you are from Iran. It don't matter if you're from Russia. It don't matter if you're from Africa. It don't matter where you are. If you take time to look in the Bible, you will see yourself. If you just look in the Bible, wherever you at, you know what I mean? If you was taught by your mother and grandmother the Word of God, you still, if you look in the Bible, you'll see yourself. The Bible really is a miracle, whether you know it or not. It's a miracle in itself, and it gives strength to man. It is like a mold cast of the world in mankind and human nature. All that's in the Bible. Everything that's here in this world is in the Bible. It's in the Bible. And if you keep reading the Bible, you'll find out old accounts of characters in the Bible. Adam and Eve. With Adam and Eve, they were separated from God. Maybe you've been separated from God. The Israelites, they struggled with oppression. They struggled. They were slaves. They were pure slaves. And they wanted to be set free. And guess what? I found out there's no time limit to be set free when you're bound. It's when he says so. You find out with David. David struggled with temptation. Is anybody struggling with temptation? And he struggled so much so he sinned and had to repent. And he was a man after God's own heart. He was a musician, great musician, praise the Lord. But yet he struggled with temptation and he sinned. Amen. Also, you find in the Bible Jeremiah. Let's get Jonah. Jonah, because that's me, ran from God. Huh? He judged the whole city, but he ran. Is there anybody running from God today? He ran so much so, but he realized one day he couldn't make it without the Lord. And where was he at? He was in the belly of a whale. He said, out of the belly of the whale, I cried. There come a time, men, women, you're going to cry. You're going to cry. I don't know what it takes, but sometimes you're going to have to cry. To call on the Lord and pull yourself up with his help. And you're going to cry unto the Lord. Every man and woman is constantly unfolding the quest to know God. That's how you know him. I'm going somewhere with this. This is how you know the Lord. Our pastors always preach about reading and studying God's word, studying and reading, coming to Bible class. Hello? On Sunday, preaching the word. But what it takes to get you not just to hear the word, but be a doer of the word. What it takes. There is a story, not a story, a testimony, that's what it is, from San Antonio, Texas. Young man, 25 years old. Went to the best schools. Parents put him in the number one schools. Best schools, the parents never didn't pay no money because he was intelligent, smart boy and then man. Automatic scholarship. What happened to this man? He went to college and then he came home. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. He saw it. But it was something behind this. He didn't know what it was. And his whole time until last Sunday, he found out what it was, what was wrong with him. Listen, listen. He went from 18 to 25 before he found out what it was, what he went through. He lost his scholarship. He lost going to school. He went back on his own. He owed money and all that. He just kept falling out. He had a bad relationship with a young lady. That fell out. He lost jobs after jobs. He lost a job, I'll say, with McDonald's. It's called Whataburger down there. But he lost every job that he had. And he was the nicest guy you ever want to know. Well-mannered. Respect his elders. Raised up in the church. But something happened, and only, was it last Sunday, he realized what happened to him. He kept losing his jobs. He was living with his mother, and he kept losing his jobs, wrecked three cars. You name it, he did it. You say, well, what in the world's wrong with him? He didn't know what was wrong. There was one man in the church, because every now and then, he would ease in the church, sit in the back. And every time, but one thing, he kept a connection with this man. This man kept a connection with him. And he just, how you doing? What you doing? Hey, it's a job over here. Why don't you try to get, always trying to help him. This man just kept witnessing with him. Now he didn't come every Sunday. No. But every time it was time for the men to cook, because they had, it's a two-service church. He would come and volunteer and cook on Sunday. Then he'd leave. He wouldn't go to church. He'd leave. But by this Sunday, he came to church. Now, what happened, I got to tell you a little bit into what happened, then go back to the past. He came to church, and the preacher, this is the word, the preacher preached the word about security. Didn't mention what he realized in the word what was wrong. He realized it. How many know that when you are healed from something, especially something that God gives you, he'll tell you what it is, what's wrong with you. Nobody knew. His mother didn't know. His aunts and grandma, nobody knew what was wrong with this boy. This Sunday, when the altar call, first it was God's word preached on security. In the churches like we do, everybody got a Bible in their lap. Everybody have a Bible. He saw himself in the Bible. He looked in the Bible and saw himself in the Bible. And tell me, when the preacher preached the word, and then he had an altar call, he ran, I said ran, to the altar. That altar call, that word was for him. How many times the word is being preached and we turn a deaf ear? Oh yeah, we say amen. But we go back doing the same old thing. Doing what we've been doing. Hey, that was a good word. What was it? Well, but it was a good word. But how many times we do that? But when that word, it's still the word, in there reaches you. And it shows your imperfection. It shows what's wrong with you. And you realize, this young lad at 25, from 18 to 20, he realized what was wrong with him. And he ran down the altar. And he said, I realized, he gave a testimony. He said, I know what's wrong with me. And I realize what I gotta do. I gotta do some action. I gotta get down on my knees and ask God to help me. Ask him to forgive me. And I said, I realized what was wrong with me. My father and me had a relationship. And I didn't realize how much I missed him. Him and his mother and father were divorced. I didn't realize what was wrong with me. They were separated, but me and my father were so attached. I didn't know it then, but I know it now. What's wrong with me? He said, I have a deficiency. I have a depression. That's what's wrong with me. I realize it's me, Lord, and I got to do something about it. The whole church broke out in a shout, realizing that he realized what they knew him, but they didn't bother him. This one man, old man with a cane, he broke out in a shout. Everybody knew that it was nobody but God that brought him down there. That's how I can tell you today. Be a doer of God's word. Not just hear it, but be a doer of his word. Do what it say. You know it's about you. Huh? And don't put today off for tomorrow. Well, I'll get it next week. I know that was good. That's me. I saw myself. How many times you in Bible study and the word just beating you all up in the head? Huh? Or you read the word before. I heard one minister tell the pastor, I just was reading that, huh? Huh? The word will not go void. Huh? It won't go void. It's going to reach somebody. Huh? But sometimes that word is for you. And it's time to make a change. That man said, I had a depression. Young man. And now I'm giving my life back to the Lord. I'm going to do what the word say do. You got to be a doer of his word. Not only hear, but I heard the word. Yeah, you heard it, but did you really hear it? Huh? Moses gave the word. The people heard it, but they didn't hear it. Why? Because he had a veil. They had a veil over their face. And only body but God can move the veil. And he realized, this young man realized what was wrong. The doctor didn't tell him. The people that you specialize in when you have some kind of problem. Huh? His parents didn't know. But he realized that I need help. This depression can't remove from me unless God do it. Huh? And it's already in the word. He realized that was for him. He said, I have to make a change in my life. And that's what the word of God, this mirror, will do. It'll bring about a change in your life. But you got to read it. You got to read God's word. And a lot of times, it'll witness through the preacher or through the teacher what God say do. Sometimes you can read the word and read it and read it and read it and say, wait a minute, that's me in there. You're looking in the mirror. That divine mirror. That mirror was reflecting you and what you should be doing. Whether you do it or not, that word is slapping you all side to face. It's telling you what to do. And in today, we got to be a doer of the word. Sometime when you read the word, something on the inside, woo, get a hold of you. Huh? Something on the inside, working on the outside. It'll bring about a change in your life because it's already in there and it's working on you. I love that song, Something on the Inside, Working on the Outside, Bringing About a Change in My Life. Sometime at home, we look in the mirror and we wish we never got up. Huh? You're looking, oh man. Clothes all messed up, wrong outfit on, all mixed match. Just though that is the style, I think, mismatch. But anyway. But you want to crawl back into bed. That's that natural mirror at home. Then there come a time, and that's all right, because here's this mirror. It's going to show the same thing. You're going to see your imperfections. You're going to see the judgment of God of what you doing wrong. Hello. Wait a minute. Nobody know this. This is private. This is me. Nobody know I did that. Huh? But God knows everything. And it's in his word. It's in His Word. The prodigal son realized that he needed the Father. He needed his father's love. He needed his family. And he said, I'm going home to see my father. I'm going to repent and ask him for forgiveness. And that's what we need to do. We need to take God's word. And when you see yourself in there, not only yourself, but be a doer of God's word. It's time for the church to do action. I don't mean action Jackson. I mean action of God's word. We need to get in the word. Study the word. Study that showed ourselves approved. A workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed. But wait a minute. Can rightly divide the word. God's word is true. And all you have to do is read God's word. Read His word. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Look in that divine mirror. Now, everybody know what divine mirror is now? That's the good news. But there coming a time that, see, the more you read, the more you're going to understand and the more you grow. People think Bible study is to help you grow. Huh? That's why it's emphasized so much. Study thy word. Study. It'll tell you how. The pastor said memorize. Then when it get in you, when you speak, it'll come out because you have something to say. Huh? Study God's word. It's an inspirational book. That's the Bible. No other book like that. It's an inspirational book because you can see yourself in there. Now it's up to you to change. Huh? The Bible said, be not conformed to the things of this world, but be ye transformed. Huh? Huh? You have to make the change. You have to make the change. Transformation. Huh? And it will help you. You'll know how to see the good. Not the good in the back, but see the good and see the perfect will of God. You see what God want to do in your life. Huh? Huh? You see, well, He's calling me to do this. I feel it on the inside. I got to read some more to get a better understanding. Maybe this Sunday morning, I hear it in the Word. Huh? Maybe on Friday night, in Bible study, the pastor revealed what I've been reading. I didn't understand it, but I understand it now. His word will never go void, whether you receive it or not. That young lad, Sister Ratcliffe's nephew. We praise the Lord up here and down there. It's a Baptist church, so. But they were shouting all over the place. They were praising God for the miracle that was wrought in that young man's life. And guess what? The next day, he got one of the top-notch jobs. They're going to train him. Now, he didn't do this to get a job. God blesses you, huh, when you do His will. There's blessings when you do His will. And he got a job now. This is just last Sunday. He got the job Monday. Ain't God good? That's that divine mirror. Huh? And then, as we move on looking in the Bible, reading the good news, it encouraged us to be better. Is that right? It encouraged us to be better. It's exactly what James said in the first chapter of James. Yes, yes, it's important to listen to what God's word says. But it's much better to obey. Is it much better to obey? Huh? Obey His word. Do what it say. That's real Bible study. Putting into action what you study. Put it into action. Turn to your neighbor and say, put it into action. It's a beautiful thing to see the glory of the Lord being reflected in the mirror, which is the Bible. I want to ask you a question in my conclusion here. I want to ask you, have you ever looked in the mirror lately? I don't mean today. I mean lately, like, do you do it on a daily basis? Huh? You look in the mirror at home on a daily basis. Is that right? Anybody don't look in the mirror at home when they get up? I don't see no hands. That's the way you should be looking in the Bible. That word should be in you. How do I know? Because I looked in the Bible. And then when you read his word, be a doer of his word. Do what it say. Act on it. That's what we need to do. Not just read it and, well.
What time is it?
Huh? That's not studying the word. Studying the word means you take time and go over and over and read it and pray. Huh? Get it in, get it on the inside. It'll bring about a change in your life. You young kids, I want young men, young boys and young girls, remember God. Keep making first in your life. Read his word. Just like you read, you do your books, you do your homework, and now, because of who you are, you do it automatically. That's where you should read God's word. Read it. It'll be with you always. It'll never leave you. Huh? It'll give you something to come back to. Huh? Come back to his word. You might go away to college, but when you come home, that word is still in you. And you was raised with the word of God. They taught me how to study. They taught me how to remember. They taught me how to live right. They taught me what to do. And now I'm going to be a doer of his word. I'm going to do what it say. What you do? I'm doing what it say. You know, what's so beautiful? You don't have to tell nobody. You don't have to tell nobody. Because God knows. And the people will know. Oh, wait a minute. Hey. Huh? He's growing. He's anointed. He's moving up higher and higher. Because he's in God's word. Somewhere in his life, he saw what God was telling him. And he realized, now I got to make a change in my life. I got to do what it say. Huh? I can't just drink milk all the time, Pastor. I got to read his word. I got to get some meat. I got to get something going to hold me over. Something that's going to strengthen me. Something that's going to make me grow. Huh? I'm in that divine mirror. And I want to say to the church today, hold on. Keep the faith. Read his word. Witness to somebody. I thought about the young lad, which is my nephew, Mary's nephew. I thought about him. And I thought about how that man, that deacon in the church, never gave up on him. The only one. Parents, relatives might give up on you. But this one man kept encouraging him. Kept saying, why don't you come out to this? We got youth programs. Just whatever to try to talk to him. Huh? Now, the young lad, my nephew, never confided personally because he didn't know what was wrong with him. He tore up 3 cars. He didn't know what was wrong with him. But one day, in the Word, he saw himself. He saw that he had a depression, the sickness of a depression. He realized he needed help. He couldn't come out of it himself. He could not do it. A lot of times, we try to do it ourselves. But most of the time, when you see yourself, you can't come out. Huh? I've been running a long time. Huh? Jesus has to bring you out. But he will bring you out. He will bring you out. But you got to hold on. Because he kept coming back every now and then. Why? Why? Because that church was in him. But okay, I'm out. See you. But one day, something got a hold on him. Huh? He couldn't control it no more. He gave up to the Spirit. Huh? He gave up to the Word. He gave up because he was ready to make a change. That's one thing about the Lord. He'll never make you do nothing. He ain't gonna make you do it. You don't want to. Huh? You have to make up your mind that you're gonna do it. You gotta make up your mind, I'm gonna do what the Lord say do. I'm going to do his will. And he'll help you do it. Now, he'll help you do it. He'll help you in his word. He'll teach you in his word. He'll show you examples of what and how they came out and who they came. He'll show you in his word. And then you can do what the word. You can't, not, but well, he'll do it on his own. No. Make up your mind and then he'll help you do it. He know he needed prayer. He ran down to the altar instead of sitting in the seat, because they sit in seats when they want to join the church or pray for them. He ran down to the altar. Huh? He went down there on his knees and said, Lord, have mercy. I need your help. Nobody told him, but the Spirit. I realized what I was going through. I realized that I can't do it on my own. I need your help. And that's when he was reading in the divine mirror and saw himself. Now there's going to come a time when you're going to see Jesus. You're going to see Jesus in that mirror, which you're going to see God. And that's what we want to be like, just like him. We're supposed to be Christ-like. He's coming back, and he's coming back after the church without a spot or wrinkle. He's coming back for you. He's coming back for you, and he's coming back for me. He's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back for his people. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you, and I'm coming back. I'm coming back to receive you. Huh? He's coming back. It may not appear what he shall be. Huh? But this I know, when he come, we shall see him as he is. He's coming back. You're going to see him right in the mirror telling you he's coming back. To be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready when he come. God bless you, church.